Strictly Nick Knowles' furious 40-tweet rampage after facing our weights for sandwich.
Exclusive, Lizzie Candy forced to tell Meghan Markle off after awkward Victoria Beckham meeting.
Eamon Holmes seen grabbing girlfriend's bum while sitting in wheelchair on Spanish getaway. Hello and welcome to Barely Contained, the online celebrity journalism podcast, which has no topical intro this week as we're recording more than 2 weeks in advance, and who knows what fresh hell the world is experiencing in the future. I'm Matt Withers, and I'm joined, as ever, by Chris Beckett.
Matt, hello. How are you doing?
I'm okay, Chris. This is very strange because, when people come to hear this, it'll be October, but... For reasons pertaining to my travels, we're recording this in mid-September, and the news is moving so fast. Who knows what the people in the future will be reading about?
It's basically we've done a hootenanny.
We have a hootenanny. Yeah, we've got the Christmas tree up, but it's 30 degrees outside.
But I'm looking forward to it though, because I've seen the stories that we've got lined up, and I think no one is going to be going home disappointed.
No, we've got some good stuff this month, listeners. And, well, shall I start, Chris?
Go on.
I have got a story about Nick Knowles. It's from the Daily Star Online, and it's headlined, Strictly Nick Knowles' furious 40-tweet rampage after facing our weights for sandwich.
Wow. I mean, Matt, I don't want to, change a winning formula and go all kind of, the news agents, but I think we could do at least 50 minutes on this.
Yeah, we should do a one. Yeah, I think this is going to be good. Nick Knowles took to Twitter to express his outrage after being told he would have to wait an hour for a sandwich at a local cafe, and the row soon went viral.
Of course it did. Why wouldn't it?
Oh dear. Nick Knowles sparked fury online after moaning about the wait time for a sandwich at a cafe.
Three people wrote this story, just to say.
Yeah.
Three people.
It's got, we won't name them, but it's got three journalists on it. It should be remembered, only took two of them to uncover Watergate. Yes. So it goes on. The 55-year-old Strictly star was having absolutely none of it when he was told he'd have to wait an hour for his sarnie at the Curious Cafe in Cheltenham back in 2018. So, well, it's not contemporaneous Strictly, Chris, if you forgive the pun, but, it ain't old until it's told.
Well, I mean, everyone wants to hear this one being told.
Yeah, and it was Strictly, if you forgive the unintentional pun again, it was Strictly told back in 2018 on his own Twitter account. So
yes.
Yeah, quite why it's being reported on again, I don't know, but I think it's going to be good. In a series of 40 tweets, the baffled presenter fumed, I'm surprised anyone in the food business would think asking any customers to wait an hour for food is okay.
I think nowadays, like, Elon would be right on his side.
Oh, he would row in absolutely behind him. However, the cafe hit back, explaining that their small kitchen and two-person team meant that waits were sometimes unavoidable. In a bid to appease the raging celeb, they said, it's our customers' decision if they choose to stay. Luckily, most do due to the quality and taste of our food. We are very lucky to have a supportive community.
Yeah, take that, Knowles. Sit down and shut up.
Oh, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because he is clearly awful. But equally, Chris, I think after half an hour, I would be getting a little bit annoyed.
Would you be raging?
I think I would, because ultimately it's a sandwich, isn't it? We've all made sandwiches ourselves. We know how long it takes. So I can't believe that. I'm sort of almost siding with Knowles here. I think I need more information.
I'm going to throw something into the mix and say, imagine if you had a train to catch.
Well, I don't think listeners need to know about a time, Chris, where I ended up having to miss a train and buy another ticket, a considerable expense for a later train, because you took us to a restaurant where we had to wait a long time for a burger.
Yeah, it was GBK.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? And it was a very long time ago, but it still gnaws at me.
The franchise is on its last legs now due to that.
Knowles, who refused to wait for his lunch, blasted back with, "Yes, I can see that, and people love the place, but tables were free. Perhaps less tables, a more prep space solution."
Ooh, he's coming back with a full business plan.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, Chris, not less tables, but fewer tables.
Yeah, good point.
Little error there from the TV DIY man. The Curious Cafe explained that their garden tables were full, and until they could expand their kitchen, long waits at busy times were inevitable.
They've got an answer for everything, haven't they? Yeah. There's no, like, you know, You know, they're standing up to him.
It's almost as if this has happened before, this particular cafe. I don't know. It depends what's on it, I guess. You know, if this is just a standard cheese and crisp sandwich, whack it out in 2 minutes. But if it's some kind of gourmet effort...
Yeah, if there's a loomy involved.
If there's a loomy involved, then, oh, all bets are off. This isn't the first time the Strictly star has publicly moaned about the time it takes to make his butty, having previously made a joke about a different cafe's bacon sarnie policy, reports the Express.
reports the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, now the pendulum's swinging again, because it turns out if he's got form about complaining about the time it takes to make a sandwich, I mean, is this his thing?
He just goes from cafe to cafe, slagging off the preparation.
Nick Knowles has come under fire for moaning about a Cheltenham cafe's long grub wait, but the DIY SOS star hit back at his critics, cheekily noting, "Yes, told them I didn't have an hour, and other customers said it was always busy and takes ages. Obviously a problem."
Oof.
He's really, you know, he's not holding back. The Silver Fox then showed a soft side for the nosh spot, adding, "Feel sorry for the cafe, as attacks on me make it worse for them, and that's not fair. I'm told it's good food and nice people."
Yeah, maybe you should have thought about that before encouraging a massive pile-on.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Getting all his fans to roll in behind him, attacking the nosh spot.
Can I also just ask a question here? Silver Fox, what would you say would be the main thing that a Silver Fox would need to possess?
I would say silver hair.
Yes. Well, no... I noticed this article places that sentence directly above a picture of Nick Knowles. Does he have any silver hair in that?
He does not have any silver hair. He has, for a man of his years, admirably no grey spots. You know, suggesting to me that maybe he gets it out of a packet.
Oof. Hang on.
I don't know. I don't know if that's
another row.
I don't know. God. Oh my God. He's gonna set Musk on me, isn't he?
I just don't, you know, we need to keep under the radar with these big celebs.
Yeah, I don't know if let's not get into that. Bringing up the rear, the local eatery piped up, chucking in their 2 pence with, "We apologise that the wait for food went up to 1 hour. We are a small independent business and the demand for our food has increased massively the past few years."
Oh, my word, it's pricing again, isn't it? There's Ticketmaster.
It is, yeah. It's surge pricing. It's surge timing. It's
surge waiting.
Yeah, I don't know what bringing up the rear means in this particular context.
I don't know. I've been chucking in their 2 pence.
Yeah, there's some really, really mangled language in this one. They carried on to explain the squeeze in the kitchen. "We love how busy the cafe gets, but it's a small cafe with a very small kitchen that can't fit more than 2 chefs."
Oh, God, they keep going on about how small they are.
Yeah. And are they chefs, really? You're making sandwiches.
You just need one man and a Breville.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need somebody with a big white hat on. When gabbing about giving punters a heads up, they spilled. Therefore, a wait does happen. We make sure to tell our customers if there is a 30-minute or more wait on food. Then it is your own decision if you choose to stay.
Yeah, you'd need something to tide you over, wouldn't you, while you're in the queue?
This is odd. When gabbing, they spilled. This is very oddly written.
It's almost as if it's not taken entirely seriously.
It's almost as if our old friend, Mr. AI, is involved. I really hope that the next paragraph, Chris, has got another couple of random synonyms for food.
Let's see.
As for the scoff itself, the cafe couldn't resist bragging about its top-notch scran. Boasting, our food is to the highest of quality, with local produce cooked fresh every day and made to order, which can also add to the weight.
Oh, my word.
In a statement brimming with hope, they shared, one day we can hopefully expand our kitchen and employ more staff. We will do our very best until then.
Oh, my word. I love the fact as well that underneath it's got one tour the biggest showbiz and TV you straight to your inbox. As though that's a great example of
the biggest showbiz and TV news. The man from DIY SOS was a bit gnarly. He had to wait a while in a cafe.
I really want to know if the Curious Cafe in Cheltenham is still in business. And if it is, has it expanded its kitchen?
Oh, let's have a quick look before we move on. Let's see, this was 6 years ago and Noel has got power, so possible that he shut it down. And there's been a pandemic in the interim. Chris, it is still open. It opens at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, well, you know, get in early. That's all I can say.
Let's have a quick look at the menu while we're here. See just how complicated these sandwiches are.
Suspense.
Unfortunately, I can't seem to see the sandwiches on their website, but I can tell listeners that on the 6th and 7th of December of this year, there will be Christmas wreath making.
Nice.
Now, Chris, I think you have got a story from the Mirror Online, and it is about a wag.
It is indeed, and this is exclusive. Lizzie Cundy forced to tell Meghan Markle off after awkward Victoria Beckham meeting.
Whoa.
So, Lizzie Cundy, she's no stranger to this podcast, but for people who've not heard of her before, could you sum her up in a sentence?
She is a low-rent media personality who was originally known for being the wife of journeyman footballer Jason Cundy. Would that be a fair assessment?
I mean, I'm to give her a sentence, not like completely destroy her.
That's her entire Wikipedia entry.
Okay, fair. Yeah, but that pretty much is a good summary. Meghan Markle's former pal, Lizzie Cundy, has revealed she had to issue a warning to the Duchess of Sussex during one of their outings as she squealed over Victoria Beckham.
Okay.
That makes me think
former pal.
Yeah, former pal. Definitely former pal. Squealed as though like they'd taken part in some daring heist together.
Yeah, it does sort of suggest that, doesn't it? It's an odd turn of phrase.
She'd given up posh spice under pressure. Meghan Markle squealed when she saw Victoria Beckham in the flesh, her former pal said. Telly presenter and model Lizzie Cundy and Meghan became friends in 2013 when she was asked to sit with the Duchess at a charity event hosted by John Caldwell.
Interesting. I'd say it's interesting that rather than being seated with her, she was asked to sit with her, and also rather assumes that one is au fait with John Caldwell.
Yes. he was it like phones for you or Car Phone Warehouse? One of those.
Oh, possibly. I'm now, you can't see this because it's only audio, but I'm now doing the phones for you thing with my fingers.
Nice, nice. But yes, I remember he's got a fair bit of money. Does a lot for charity. Yeah. So Megan, 43, was unknown in the UK at the time and had jetted in to promote herself and the legal drama and befriended a string of UK celebrities.
Oh, I mean, it just says the legal drama. There's no need to actually mention what it is because it's
yes, unknown. I think that would be Suits. At the time, the future Duchess of Sussex was known in the States for playing Rachel Zane in the legal drama Suits, as well as for writing her blog, The Tig, which she closed down after meeting Prince Harry. It's just, I mean, you've got to commit to it, Meghan. Yeah. You can't just, you know, you can't just let life get in the way of a podcast.
I mean, I'm not even, we meet famous people all the time, don't we? But we don't go, well, I'm going to have to shut down Barely Contained.
No, exactly. It's not going anywhere. Lizzie, 56, and Megan instantly hit it off and became friends. But things turned sour when Megan officially started dating King Charles's son and is said to have severed ties with all of her UK pals, including Piers Morgan.
It's a while since he's had a random mention in the story on this, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, when we're talking about severed ties with pals, I mean, maybe I'm being unfair, but how many times do you think Lizzie Cundy and Meghan Markle have been in the same room together?
Ooh, you're being harsh here. I'm guessing single figures.
I'm guessing the lowest possible single figure. Speaking exclusively to the Mirror about their first outing. Okay, I could be wrong. Lizzie said, we can expect Meghan bloopers. She was so excited to be there. She was calling me babe, saying she loved London and the red telephone boxes and red buses. She was obsessed with London. You can see it from the interview.
Oh, you can definitely see that she was... Because I'd say if somebody's obsessed with London, they'd really get granular and dive deep into the minutiae of the thing that makes this great city tick and its history and its vibrant culture. And I would say definitely the things I would mainly pick up from that would be the red telephone boxes and red buses.
Yeah, she was dressed as the Metropolitan line. She was thrilled to be in the room with Victoria Beckham. This was the night I actually had to tell her to stop squealing when she did see Victoria. It wasn't too cool, and she was very overexcited. This was the time before she met her Harry. She was still in Suits. I'd never heard about it. This interview, she asked me to interview her.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? If you want to be taken seriously, you would go to the interviewer of note, and that would be Lizzie Cundy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, back in the day, it would have been, you know, Paxman,
yeah,
Dimbleby, Mateless, Walk, Cundy.
Cundy, she's very...
Not in that order, obviously.
yeah, very, you know, very well-regarded journalist.
Lizzie went on to explain that her producer at the time she was interviewing on the red carpet said, we've got huge stars, Eva Longoria and Victoria Beckham. We haven't got time for this. I said, no, we have to. I promised her. Lizzie added that they'd agreed to record the interview, which almost didn't make the final cuts. You knew. It's mad. She was very excited. She was very excited to be in the room with Victoria Beckham, Lizzie said, before adding, it's sad that their relationship has soured slightly.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, sounds like a few relationships have soured slightly.
Yeah.
Meghan and Harry and showbiz royalty David and Victoria Beckham have had rumours circulate of snubs and a less than friendly phone call that imply that the relationship has now turned frosty. Harry and Meghan were said to be worried that close friends might be leaking stories about them and were keen to find out who could be behind it. It is alleged that in particular, Meghan suspected Victoria and Harry called David to repeat the accusation. A source close to the Beckhams told the publication, David and Victoria went to Meghan and Harry's wedding and were very supportive when Meghan arrived in the UK.
Mm.
Well, that's a very shortened to the point comment, isn't it?
Yes. It's very factual. David and Victoria went to Meghan and Harry's wedding and were very supportive when Meghan arrived in the UK. I think I heard that it soured when at the reception David and Victoria had to wait over an hour for a sandwich.
Yeah, they really shouldn't have got those guys to do the catering.
Yeah. But to be fair to them, people said, you know, you did keep people waiting for a long time. And they said, you know, this was a very last royal wedding, but there's only two of us and we've got a very small kitchen.
Yeah, come on. Come on, guys. Cut us a bit of slack. Oh, I wonder if Nick Knowles was at that wedding. I'm going to guess no.
I mean, I don't know, but I'm pretty certain that he wasn't. I mean, could you imagine the Foster would have been kicked off if he was there waiting for his egg and cress?
He'd be live tweeting it all. Do you want to hear a comment?
Yes, please.
Good, because there's only one. It's from Lefty Bestie. It said, she loved London, but she didn't want to stay there.
Ooh. Burn.
Cutting. Absolute cutting. Burn. People still can't get over it, can they?
No, they never will.
No. Let's see ourselves out with something a bit more cheerful.
Yes, I have a delightful story of young love.
Go on.
It's truly the Romeo and Juliet de nos jours. It's from the Daily Mirror Online, and it's headlined, Eamon Holmes seen grabbing girlfriend's bum while sitting in wheelchair on Spanish getaway.
Wow. Oh, lovely.
The stand first is Eamon Holmes has gone public with his new girlfriend, Katie Alexander, after his shock split from Ruth Langsford in May.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty public.
It begins, Eamon Holmes has been pat grabbing his new girlfriend's bum in Ibiza.
Do you think he did it because he was thinking that's what you do in Ibiza or just something that he does?
The father of four, 64, was spotted on the Spanish party island in his wheelchair with relationship counsellor Katie Alexander, 42, walking alongside him.
Oh, this story has got it all.
I mean, there's a lot going on there. It's a fairly sizable gap, isn't it? Even percentage-wise, he's on the Spanish party island. At 64, we're too old for Ibiza. What's he doing there?
I know. I hope it's I've never been to Ibiza, but I hope it's an accessible Spanish party island.
I've never been to Ibiza. And I'm being asked, Chris, probably never going to happen. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how important it is for these venues to be accessible. Like, you know, I don't want to think of him being turned away from Manu Mission. Is that still a thing? I don't know. Am I still stuck in the 90s?
Probably, but I like the reference.
The couple made the stop in Ibiza during their lavish cruise after they were seen last week boarding the Virgin vessel for its Voyager journey. Looking very dapper, sporting a pair of cream chinos and a navy blazer, Eamon can be seen with his hands on Katie's back and bum as they make their way off the boat.
Wow. Cream chinos and a navy blazer. That to me just says Ibiza.
It just says to me Alan Partridge. Oh dear, oh dear. What's he doing there?
I mean, I would have said that he's making the beast with two backs, but that would be, you know, a bit unkind given that he obviously has crippling back pain.
Oh my word, a little, you know, young people, you can Google that and see what Chris is talking about. I mean, is he having a very public breakdown? It's no place for a man of a certain vintage, is it? I don't know. Katie looks very glamorous, wearing a black cocktail dress and sky-high stilettos, clutching an £850 Lurva raffia bag. Oof. But the mum of one stayed close to Eamon, who she's been reportedly supporting since his split with Ruth Langsford.
That's how they're calling it these days.
That's classic tabloid ease, isn't it? When you're supporting somebody after the split. Stopping for a selfie with an excitable pair of holidaymakers, Katie and Eamon looked every inch the couple as they posed to perfection before heading into a waiting taxi.
I love the picture they've got underneath in which they look perhaps the opposite of being every inch the couple.
Yeah, do you want to describe this? Because you're absolutely right.
It's a picture of Eamon in his chair, at least probably 2 meters ahead of his new girlfriend, who's looking away.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've been generous with 2 meters. I think she's further back. Yeah, she's looking in the opposite direction. She's the one carrying everything, rather like a pack horse. So no, I would say it looks more like she works for him.
Yeah, possibly.
They were then whisked off with some pals, where they enjoyed their night at a restaurant with red wine on the menu at £500, according to The Sun, which obtained the snaps.
All right. For a minute, I thought that was just going to be like, oh, it's a restaurant with red wine on the menu. La-dee-da.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose it must be quite grand to have wine of that, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they spent it. But no, you're right. Last week, it was reported Eamon taking Katie on a luxury holiday had left his estranged wife, Ruth, gobsmacked.
Mm.
In snaps which stunned the former couple's fans, the GB news star was seen in an electric wheelchair at Heathrow Airport before the new couple then landed in Barcelona, Spain, to board Virgin Voyages' luxury cruise.
It's jet setting, isn't he?
I know, yeah. I'm glad they put Spain after Barcelona, just in case you're
just
confused.
Just to check.
Yeah, which Barcelona they may be speaking about. While Eamon enjoyed an evening in Ibiza with Katie, Ruth shared on Instagram that her son, Jack Holmes, 22, had ordered her favourite curry.
I mean, sometimes, Matt, living well is the best revenge.
The Loose Women star revealed her son ordered an Indian takeaway when she returned from work last night and shared a video showing all the food items he bought for her. The delicious delivery included chicken buna, saag aloo and rice, while her son had curry and chips.
Yeah, I mean, could they not describe what type of curry, or is it just, literally like the order at the end where it's like, okay, you can have chicken in a basket?
Yeah, I can't really imagine looking down on delivery and going, yeah, I'll have the chicken buna, saag aloo, the rice, and the nondescript curry and chips.
Yeah.
She said on her Instagram stories, so my son ordered my takeaway, so it was here when I got home. Love him for that. So I've gone for curry chicken buna. It's my fave because I like curry with loads of sauce. Which rice do you think? Just plain. I really like plain rice.
Wow, she's keeping it real. No party islands for her.
Yeah, absolutely. She's showing the difference between her, just an average woman having a plain rice at home, while her ex is out there grabbing the bum of a younger woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then in here, my favourite side dish, saag aloo, spinach and potatoes. And then you've got to have poppadoms. The 64-year-old TV presenter then showed her son's takeaway choice of curry and chips before chucking into their Friday night's takeaway.
Wow. Well, you know, how the other half live.
I mean, it just shows, it's just life, really, isn't it, Chris? It's just the yin and the yang.
Exactly.
I mean, I think that's probably it for the October edition of Barely Contained. I feel like I've been put through the emotional ringer. We've had Nick Knowles and his sandwich trauma. We've had Lizzie Cundy and her admittedly rather exaggerated claims of her friendship with Royal. And then we've had a couple living very different lives.
Yes, separate lives, as the classic Phil Collins song goes.
Oh, love it. Love a bit of separate lives. So we'll be back in, it'll be November, Chris, so it's going to be pretty chilly.
It is. Yeah, but, you know, these stories will keep you warm.
Yes, absolutely. But if people can't wait until November the 1st for their next fill-in and barely can say, oh God, I don't suppose there's anything they can do, is there?
No, nothing.
Oh, God.
Only kidding. They can get on Facebook and check out Barely Contain the Podcast, which has got a full archive of all the episodes we've done so far, and a few little bonus clips and videos. And as well as that, there's X, which we're at Barely_pod, we might have to check out the Curious Cafe in Cheltenham. But apart from that, we're also on lots and lots of other social media and various podcatchers, which I'm sure you can tell people more about.
Oh, you can find us on all of them. You can find us on the obvious ones, Spotify. You can find us on Apple. You can find us on YouTube Music. You can find us on Amazon, pretty much everything out there. So please do subscribe and give us a review. 5-star, please. Really does help spreading the word. And of course, you can do that organically just by posting about us or just telling your pals. You know what, Chris? I think we should do an episode from that cafe.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be worthwhile.
Yeah, I think we should. And I mean, obviously, we'd have to pay for the premium version. We could do it in person, couldn't we? Because I was thinking if we did it virtually, we wouldn't be able to do it in 40 minutes. Maybe we should go down and do it in person.
We could get it. Yeah, it could be like in real time, like 24.
Yeah.
Haven't got my panini yet.
Oh, panini's the plural, Chris.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thanks, Matt.
And thank you, the listener.
Yes, we'll not forget you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Over the years, I've interviewed hundreds of A-list celebrities.
I'm the luckiest girl in the world. I think we do well. Thank you.
I've been up close and personal at movie premieres with the world's biggest stars.
Dylan, we love you.
I love you.
And I've got the very best right here, right now.
I'm ecstatic about it.
So get ready for the juiciest gossip.
The girls love wearing those clothes. The guys love the girls wearing those clothes.
The most fascinating insight.
Well, we'll see if it's a comedy. Might be a tragedy.
And not to mention some eye-catching outfits.
Gucci head to toe, baby, head to toe.
And no bra.
As you join me, Lizzie Cundy, for Red Carpet Uncut.
It's really exciting.